I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Saber rattling in the Middle East is making headlines again. Iran's threatening Israel, militants are bombing Lebanese Christians, and Israel declares Gaza an enemy. Despite war and rumors of war, Sat7's Debbie Brink says Sat7 Pars marks 5 years this year. But she also urges prayer.
Since that channel has launched, our audience has grown tremendously, and we're hearing fantastic stories of people coming to Christ in those Farsi-speaking countries, and we're hearing a lot of reports on people watching this channel more than almost any other channel in Iran.
Next, the Evangelical Free Church's ministry throughout Central Asia is carefully built. In one of the Creative Access cities, the team notes there's a hunger for truth, but there are also barriers against a healthy church. Many groups have no trained leaders or resources to help them understand Scripture. These needs inspire the team to continue providing online biblical training for house group leaders. Pray that the word would be taught in the house groups that meet all over the city. And today's military family faces frequent deployments and increased family separations. This often proves to be a stressful challenge for military families. Bible Pathway Ministries' Al Jocelyn says they're providing them with a useful tool to help them cope.
We understand that there are a great number of people being deployed from Fort Campbell, the 101st Airborne, and we are linking up with Operation Compassion up there, Chief Warrant Officer Janos, helping to provide those who are shipping out the military edition of Best of Bible Pathway.
Go to our website if you'd like to find out more or support the effort. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support MNN, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do so safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.